Now, on the line with us is Breach Doherty from Stranoller in County Donegal. And Breach has been to the forefront of a campaign recently to curb junk food marketing to kids. She's a mum of one. And among the issues she wants addressed, she wants curbs on the way junk food brands can sponsor family shows on television. All this to do with concerns over childhood obesity rates in Ireland. The Irish Heart Foundation has organised a petition as part of this campaign, and Helena O'Donnell will join us as well from the Irish Heart Foundation. Good morning to you, ladies, and thanks for joining us. Breach, to you first.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Is this something you personally feel strongly about here?
Absolutely. And I think it was, you know, it was really brilliant when I was in touch with Helena O'Donnell around this campaign. And I suppose maybe how I got involved in it first, it was through a friend who told me about it. And I thought, because I have an interest in food, I have an interest in healthy eating. When you have a child, that's a whole different dimension. You suddenly realise that, you know, your children are exposed to so much of this advertising. They're sponges. They soak up everything. So they soak up all the brands, brand recognition when they're still very small. And, you know, I think it's the sponsoring the family shows. It could be McDonald's, it could be pizzas, it could be whatever. But, you know, there's that, it normalises the fact that, oh yeah, it's okay to sit down and have that, not as part of a treat, but it's the whole normalising of junk food. And it's not just in the ads, like it's not just on TV or online, it's billboards, everything. You have it in the Easter eggs where you can get 3 for €5. So there's so many aspects that is just all around us on a daily basis that we nearly become immune to. So I think what this campaign with the Irish Heart Foundation, you know, the reason that I got involved, it was, you know, first of all, that whole thing of solidarity and a collective voice that, gosh, maybe as parents, we can bring pressure to bear. We can make a difference. We can take on the junk food marketing.
Okay. Do you think it would make a difference, Breach? If, for example, as you say, if going back to the television aspect of this campaign, if it's the case that junk food brands can't advertise during weekend movies or when kids are watching television, do you think that can have a very real effect on their habits?
I think it's, you know, it's a number of things coming together, but it's a continued drip feed exposure. So I think if that was removed, that would definitely make a difference.
Okay, well, we know ourselves as an independent radio station, there are curbs on alcohol advertising and very stringent curbs, and we are checked on a regular basis. So something similar, you feel, should be introduced for junk food.
And I think there's two aspects from which obviously I'm sure Helena will talk more about, but you know the Irish Heart Foundation manifesto on childhood obesity. And two things really struck me. One was that, you know, in 1975, there was 1% of children that were obese. And in 2016, was it something like 10% of children living with obesity. And that, you know, it really coincides with a conversation I was having with a friend a few years ago. She was just remarking about, you know, the Letterkenny area, looking back on photos from the 1960s and the 1970s, you know, old archive footage from whatever. And she said she was just struck by, gosh, how much thinner people were. She wasn't talking specifically about kids, but you could obviously include kids within that. And that was just, you know, it wasn't any survey or anything, just her visual thing, looking back at the photos then and looking at the photos now, how people have changed and how, you know, with that has become normalized to us.
Yeah, that's an interesting point which I'll put to Helena. Helena, obviously this is all driven by the childhood obesity problem we have, but is that all down to, you do you think, to people eating junk food and having their burgers and chips, or is it more of a dramatic change in lifestyle from kids because we're not out on the streets playing all day long anymore?
So first of all, thanks very much for having the Ardteagh Foundation on. And just to explain to listeners that we want to reduce childhood obesity by 50% by 2030, because childhood obesity is a health crisis and drastic government action is needed. So together with campaigners across the country, a large cohort, as you're hearing, are in the Northwest. There is overwhelming support for new laws to restrict junk food marketing to children, as promised by the government last year. So we did an Ipsos survey which shows that there was huge support ranging from 85% to 75% for a range of measures, banning celebrities promoting junk food to children, sponsorship of advert games that young people are playing, price promotions in retail, toys being given alongside junk food. We want to empower parents across the Northwest that they are not the ones that fall for childhood obesity. We know junk food marketing in general, the obesogenic environment that young people are growing up in is fueling obesity, and by doing nothing, the state is failing to protect children's health. So we want everyone concerned about childhood obesity to join myself and Breed to sign the petition at irishheart.ie and get the government to reduce childhood obesity to a number of different measures. Children as young as 8 are now presenting with high blood pressure, and young people are showing early signs of heart disease, usually seen in middle-aged men. So the time for action is now.
Right, okay. But for those who will say, and there are people saying it, that, you know, what's needed here is education, not enforcement. The carrot and the stick and all that, and you know, what harm is there in a child having their happy meal or whatever and again?
I think the important point is to show that the evidence shows that junk food marketing does have an impact on childhood obesity. The evidence is showing that there is a link, a causal link between marketing and junk food consuming behaviour. So the Broadcasting Authority recognised this in 2013. They brought in a 6 p.m. watershed, a law on TV prohibiting junk food marketing directed at children around children's programmes. Mm-hmm. But since that came in, there's been this proliferation of online digital marketing, emotionally engaging. Every day, young people on their smartphones in advert games are being targeted by this really fun, tasty sense of junk food marketing, and parents aren't even seeing it. So parents can't be with their children or their young people all the time, and what children are learning in school is being completely rubbished by this junk food marketing. So what we're doing is we're empowering parents around the country to lodge complaints to the Broadcasting Authority, to lodge complaints to the advertising standards that show all these types of junk food marketing that is existing, despite the fact that there is this voluntary code, this industry pledge that says that they won't target children. But we know that we are. So we need a law. We need a law with penalties against brands that are doing this to young people. So what we know, as Breed said, is that children living with obesity was 1% in 1975. That increased tenfold to 2016. And we know from government research that 85,000 children in Ireland are going to die prematurely from obesity-related disease. So, for example, young people with obesity disease will have high blood pressure, fatty liver disease, diabetes, and we know that 3/4 of children who are living with obesity become obese adults. And those adults end up having cardiovascular disease, heart disease, stroke that we're seeing in adults at the moment. So it is catastrophic. We have to do something. And we've seen from the last year how COVID affects our immune systems. We're all aware of it. And only research last month shows that ESRI said that 33% of girls who are 12 years old and 26% of boys who are 12 years old completely admitted that their eating habits had changed during lockdown, that they're eating and consuming more junk food and sweets. So what we're saying is we have to learn from all the European countries in Europe who have not been able to reduce child obesity, because so many of them are relying on parental responsibility, they're relying on individual responsibility, and they're relying on these industry pledges that they won't target children. We need to learn from that and say these measures are not enough. We have to bring in laws that restrict junk food marketing to children, and not just online, not just on TV, but prevent chippers opening up outside schools.
Yeah,
bring in healthy funds from the sugar tax. Bring in a healthy fund that makes it easier for families to buy healthier options, and to bring in restrictions on celebrities promoting junk food. bring in restrictions on toys being given out alongside junk food, and to bring in a generally healthier environment for our young people to grow up in, so that we can reduce toys.
Well, as Helena says there, Bridge, there is so much which needs to be done as far as you're concerned, but it's, I mean, you're doing your part at this stage, but it all makes a difference, you're saying. You have to start somewhere.
And I think there's, you know, just another point that really struck me from the manifesto is the amount that's spent on health promotion vis-a-vis what's spent on advertising. And I, you know, and you have a really good visual on that, Helena, you know, just the stacks of money. And is it around, you know, 5-6 million that's spent on Healthy Ireland? But then it's almost, it's at least four times that that's spent by the advertisers. And as I say to my daughter, yes, of course, the ads, they do work. You know, when she's saying, can I have this or that? Or then the other insidious thing is everybody's having it. And it's part, I think, of what you were saying earlier there, Helena, that we live in an obesogenic culture. It's all around us, you know. And I was just thinking this morning, like every major festival here in Ireland, or every, you know, you take Christmas, and I'm not even talking about, you know, other cultures. I'm just talking about Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. They're all, it's, you know, it's a Halloween. They've all sort of, it's a brilliant opportunity for junk food marketing, and they seize on it. And as a parent, it just, you know, you find sometimes you're continually saying, no, not now, later. Yes, you can have a treat, of course, because I think that's what we mentioned. We're not saying no treats, absolutely. But it's when the treat becomes the normal. And then when and add that to increased portion sizes, where you get 50% more for free, or two for the price of one, or as I've mentioned, where you get Easter eggs, you know, 3 for €5.